Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Amy Held. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says a bipartisan group of senators needs more time to finalize a trillion-dollar infrastructure bill. They're meeting again today on the Hill.
The longer it takes to finish, the longer we'll be here. But we're going to get the job done.
Schumer has said that will be before the August recess. The plan aims to modernize transit and improve accessibility, as well as provide billions toward power infrastructure and clean energy. The highly contagious Delta variant is driving up COVID cases nearly everywhere, with Florida accounting for a fifth of all new infections in the U.S. Danielle Pryor from member station WMFE reports on a new record high.
The Florida Department of Health says some 21,683 coronavirus cases were identified on Friday, a new record for daily cases in the state, months before vaccines were widely available. Governor Ron DeSantis claims the surge is due to the hot summer weather that's forced Floridians indoors, where the virus spreads more easily. But experts say the state's low vaccination rate is to blame. Less than 50% of eligible people are fully vaccinated. With this new wave, visitors to the Disney, Universal, and SeaWorld theme parks are required to mask up indoors, and most workers at Walt Disney World Resort must show proof of vaccination. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Pryor in Orlando.
The federal government has run out of legal authority to borrow money. Steve Beckner reports the U.S. Treasury may now have to resort to extraordinary measures to finance itself.
The federal budget deficit is on track to hit $3 trillion this year alone. The debt ceiling was raised to $22 trillion in 2019, but was suspended to accommodate emergency COVID measures that ballooned deficits and sent the debt far higher. The federal government is not at near-term risk of defaulting on its obligations, something that has never happened. The Treasury has $450 billion in cash. But delays in raising the ceiling could disrupt the bond market. If the ceiling is not suspended or increased by Tuesday, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says her department will resort to tools it has used in the past, such as suspending investments in federal employee retirement funds. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
Iran's foreign minister is denying that Tehran was behind last week's deadly drone attack on an oil tanker, though Israel's prime minister today directly blamed Iran for Thursday's strike off the coast of Oman. It was the first known fatal attack on commercial shipping in the region. The U.S. Navy has been escorting the damaged tanker Mercer Street to a safe port. The ship is managed by a company connected to an Israeli billionaire. And you're listening to NPR News. Nine more large wildfires have been reported this weekend in California, Idaho, Montana, and Oregon. In all, nearly 90 fires are raging in 13 western states. They've consumed more than 1.7 million acres. Several months remain in the wildfire season, worsening amidst climate change. American Caleb Dressel has won another individual Olympic gold medal with a record-setting swim in the 50-meter freestyle. NPR's Russell Lewis has more from Tokyo.
The 50-meter free is a mad sprint, just one length of the pool. Swimmers don't even take a breath the entire way. Dressel exploded off the blocks and touched the wall first, a half second before his closest competitor, a stunning result in a 21-second race. With the victory, Dressel completed an Olympic sprint double with his earlier win in the 100-meter freestyle. The last time an athlete won the 50-100-meter double was at the 1996 Games. Dressel also won individual gold in the 100-meter butterfly. With the U.S. relay wins, he tallied a total of 5 gold medals at these Olympics. Russell Lewis, NPR News, Tokyo.
Myanmar's military ruler Min Aung Hlaing has taken on a new title of prime minister, according to state media, 6 months after the army seized power. And he says the country's state of emergency will be extended another 2 years, effectively ruling out a return to democracy until 2023. Hundreds of people have been killed since the February 1st coup, thousands detained, including Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi. I'm Amy Held in Washington, and you're listening to NPR News.